Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
For all those Republicans in Congress criticizing me today, are you now saying we were wrong to support Ukraine?
So an hour and 15 minutes later, it's supposed to go over 80 pages.
No one has been required to pay a single dime of student loans.
The summer driving season is underway.
Disagree. In the beginning, those prices did start to increase.
It's time for them to drill, baby, drill.
Is that a question for me?
Yes, sir.
This sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
Yeah, they pretty much nailed it there with Beavis and Butthead. Pretty much any time, anywhere could be summed up with that one line. Yeah, they got that new movie out today. We're going to be joined with Fox News Radio Miami host Evan Brown, a reporter there. And we're going to talk about the January 6th hearings. But in particular, John Wood is leaving the committee. He was someone that was heading that up. Is he going to show up in the Missouri Senate race? So we'll talk to him about that coming up. But first, Odyssey account executive Danny Devine.
You just have to have an even playing field. That's all we've ever wanted. You don't have to agree with it, but hey, let's at least have an honest, intelligent debate.
Because of the actions we've taken, things have begun to change.
You've got to be kidding me.
Hey, what's going on, Danny?
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good. Very good.
Good. Good. You know, I usually do this segment every Monday with Mark at 7:10. So getting this pushed back to 8 o'clock today, man, that makes the world of difference, pushing this back an hour. I'm feeling refreshed. I'm feeling well rested. I'm bright eyed and bushy tailed. I'm ready to get into it.
See, you're setting the expectations very high right now. You understand? I like to set the bar low and over give on these sort of things. So, OK, so what's going on in your world?
So, Ryan, you know, I usually bring a topic to the table here every week, and this is kind of something that I need to get off my chest, something that I wanted to dive into here on the show. So let's talk about Pride Month, right? And let's talk about the things surrounding this. My friend who is in the medical industry, he goes to a lot of doctor's offices. He was in a psychiatrist's office about a week ago, and he saw this magazine on the table there, and it was an LGBTQ magazine, and which I think is totally fine. I think it's good to have an informative magazine for, you know, especially children or teens that are coming in there who's trying to find out who, their sexual identity, things like that. I think it's a great resource. But the problem I have, and this is kind of what I want to touch on today, is that when my friend opened up the magazine and started reading into it, basically it just turned into a giant hit piece on conservatives. And this is a section from the magazine that he read, and it was about somebody was writing in. I guess this was somebody who was questioning their sexual identity at a young age. But they said Ben Shapiro believes that trans women are just men pretending to be women and trans men are women pretending to be men. It just makes me so frustrated. Whenever I feel like it's okay to be trans, I think of Ben Shapiro and I feel like it's not okay. I have a conservative uncle who's a fan of Ben Shapiro, and I am terrified about what might happen if he finds out I am a trans person. So this is what I want to talk about, Ryan. The left, they're very successful in and pointing fingers and labeling a lot of conservatives as these transphobic, anti-gay, you know, kind of backwoods type thinking people. And I wanted to clear the air today here on this show because I am the young conservative. That's why they bring me on here to offer the young millennial conservative point of view. That's just not true. In fact, I have so many friends that are my age that label themselves as conservatives that we don't care about how you identify. We don't care who you marry. We don't care if a gay couple wants to adopt a child. We literally don't care. I don't care if you want to transition from a man to a woman or a woman to a man. But I wanted to clear the air because there's so many people on the left now that they use these talking points. Like Ben Shapiro, oh, he came out and he's transphobic and all conservatives think this way. And it's just simply not true. So this magazine bothers me because it attempted to paint a very broad brush labeling all conservatives this way. And like I just told you, Ryan, so many people my age, I'm 29 years old, that are conservative, that are millennials, we completely support gay rights, the trans community, things like that. But we do have a problem with this agenda being forced in our face, especially with the youth. I don't know if you've been able to see The Miseducation of America, this documentary by Pete Hegseth. It's on Fox Nation right now. But I did catch an episode Sunday night on Fox Business. And I just wanted to let people know, especially if you're out there listening and you have young children, what is going on right now with a lot of these teachers, with a lot of these left-wing radical activists that are trying to push this narrative on young kids, whether it's taking them to a drag show. We've seen teachers that take their class to a drag show for a field trip. I actually went into Target the other day, Ryan, because one of my friends, another friend of mine who has a young daughter, she went in there and she's like, Danny, have you been to Target recently? I said, no, I haven't. She's like, you got to go in there and check out the kids section. Check out the books that some of these I guess left-wing radical authors are writing and trying to expose these kids to. So I did. Being the investigative reporter that I am, Ryan, I went to Target last week, and some of the books in there and some of the, you know, because it is Pride Month, so some of the clothing that I saw on the shelves that would be, you know, for about a 7 or 8 year old child that has the pronouns on there, they, them. I just don't think that's healthy to be pushing this, pushing really kind of any sexual type narrative on these young kids. So I went back to the book section there in Target, and I could tell you, you know, I'm a pretty young guy, so it wasn't that long ago when I was a young child and I was reading books like Hungry Hungry Caterpillar and, you know, Goodnight Moon. But now there's books back there, and you can even check this out. I'm sure it's in your local Target. The Night Before Pride. And basically it's talking about, oh, bringing your young child to to Pride Fest and to go see the different drag queens and things like that. Again, no problem with that, but when you start bringing young kids into the picture and when you start seeing these teachers that are bringing their kids on these field trips to drag shows, or they're asking kindergartners who are 5, 6 years old, hey, what's your pronoun? What do you identify as? That's where I have a problem. Would you agree with that?
Some of it. Here's where I look at it. So going back to the Ben Shapiro thing, it's kind of interesting. I really do like Ben Shapiro. And I try to relate to this in a way of my faith. So if my understanding of faith or my walk with faith was dependent on what Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi said, then I wouldn't really have that strong of a faith. So if you're questioning your identity based on what Ben Shapiro says, I would question that kid and say, maybe you don't believe what you believe if you have right to filter it through Ben Shapiro. And then again, at that age, how do those kids even know what they believe? How do we know a certain percentage of it isn't an outside influence or mass media or Hollywood or whatever it is that tries to encourage this, to say that if you have a thought about it, then you are automatically this thing, which could be a dangerous way because the indoctrination of children is absolutely there. I look at it too. A lot of it is faith. I look at it from a faith-based area. So I can say I could look at all of these different issues. It won't impact me in the foundation that I have as an individual based on what these other people do. But if it conflicts with what I believe God has in line or what it says in the Bible, then I'm not going to side with it. I'm not going to say I'm going to look at these things and understand I'm not going to change in what any of these other people are going to feel and do about their own lives. And they're going to be free to do what they want with their own lives. But where I'm going to draw the line is trying to agree with it, to say that I'm going to have to disobey what God believes in order to try to conform to what you believe is right. And that's where I think a lot of people are drawing the lines, but they don't want you to draw those lines. They want you to accept in a way that you have to be in odds with your God. And it goes so far when it comes to the pride stuff right now. It's so hard to get in line with that.
Yeah, and my whole thing, and you take a faith-based approach to that, which is fine, Ryan. My whole thing is this. I just want to leave people alone, and that includes I want people to leave me alone. So whether I don't care what you identify as, I don't care who you're attracted to, who you want to marry, this, that, or the other, I just don't agree with this agenda that's being pushed right now on the young children, right? So it's like, if you're not just head over heels about this, if you're not doing cartwheels and you're not completely, you know, out there leading the parade, then you're labeled as this some kind of like, oh, anti-gay, trans, where it's quite the opposite, actually. You know, I believe, and I know you just mentioned what you believe as far as your faith goes, but I'm in the camp where, hey, if whatever makes you happy, is if it's two consensual adults, I don't care who gets married. I think if it's a loving gay couple and they want to adopt a child, I'm all for that too. I am very pro gay rights, pro trans. Now, I don't believe, you know, biological men should be competing against women in sports, but that's a topic for another day. But I don't care what you do. I just want it out of my face, you know, and that's for any kind of belief, any kind of walk of life. I just feel like it's not even about acceptance anymore. It's about bullying people, and it's about really pushing this on young children, which I think is pretty disgusting. I really do.
Yeah, the children side of it, we do have an obligation to protect our children from these very adult situations that they are putting them into. That is something that we really need to consider with all of this, because a lot of this is being directed and forced into children's lives when it is unnecessary for all of that. Wow, what a fun segment. Danny Define, thank you for coming on this morning.
Ryan, I appreciate it. You have a nice Thursday.
You as well. So the January 6th hearings resuming. Fox News Radio, reporter out of Miami, Evan Brown, joins us next on 97.1 FM Talk.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, the people that love the royal wedding stuff, that are really into the keepsakes of the royal family, every time there's a commemorative plate infomercial, they're dialing that number and giving their credit card. The enthusiasm for the royal anything, where they would wake up at 5 a.m. for the pre-wedding coverage. They'll do all of these things. They'll just go completely goo-goo gaga for it. I wonder if those that are joining the watch parties for the January 6th hearings are up early and putting the popcorn on for days like this. Joining us now is someone that has been covering this, the January 6th hearings, as they get ready to resume. Fox News Radio reporter out of Miami, Evan Brown. Hello, Evan.
Good morning.
I was very interested to learn that the name John Wood, an investigator, is part of this committee, is going to be stepping down, and the rumor is that John Wood could be joining the Missouri Senate race, an already very busy Senate race here in the state of Missouri. So what do you know about John Wood?
I know very little about John Wood. you're the Missouri person, not me. So what I'm here to talk about is what's going to happen today at today's hearing.
Oh, sure. What can we expect in the hearing today, then?
Okay, so today's hearing is going to concentrate on the leadership of the Justice Department after Bill Barr resigned. So that would be starting in December of 2020 and up through the end of the Trump administration, January 20th, 2021. And this specifically is dealing with the three men, including Jeff Rosen, who ran the Justice Department and who Democrats are accusing of, essentially, of trying to use the Justice Department's weight to coerce or control the Electoral College voting in a way that would benefit President Trump. These are the accusations as a whole that the Justice Department was used this way, but these men are the ones who are targeted specifically by this committee.
Do you think that the committee at this point, have they laid out anything that you've seen that would be directly criminal, or have you seen a lot of them alluding to things that they believe could have been criminal?
There have been a lot of promises, and I don't think that they have convinced anyone so far, but there's a very interesting or scary, depending on how you look at it, way this committee is proceeding. These are hearings, as they're calling them, but there are no opposing counsel that are cross-examining witnesses or impeaching evidence that's being presented. It's a very one-side presentation, and that presentation itself is something that wouldn't hold up in a court of law, I don't think. It is one thing to play videotape testimony from a deposition and to provide for a lawyer or someone to argue the context around it in a presentation. What is so odd is that this committee is playing sound bites that are often packaged with some kind of almost like evening news style narration by a lawyer that's on that same tape. And it is presenting something that you can't necessarily question, and there is no one there willing to question it, no one who wants to question it. It was essentially allowed to sit on the committee. So it's a very one-sided presentation, and it is also not getting a lot of eyeballs. I think that the people who arranged for this, namely the House Democrats, were hoping that more people would be watching. And from what we know, very few people are watching. And therefore, it may not have the effect that they were hoping that it would have. And that effect is to further turn public opinion away from Donald Trump.
And it seems like the ratings at the first onset of it was a lot of people were interested in it. But as it continues on, they realize this is very C-SPAN. You know, it's like zooming in on that. And that has a limited audience of people that can keep attention for that long. Fox News Radio reporter Evan Brown, thank you so much for coming on today talking the January 6th hearing.
You got it.
All right. I got to say, these hearings for me have been read the summaries the day after. That's about the amount of interest I can muster up for them. Try to stay on top of it, but I understand there's a very specific purpose for it. And that purpose is not one that interests me because it's very partisan. I'm Ryan Recker, the Mark Cox Morning Show here on 97.1 FM Talk. Griff Jenkins is the Washington-based correspondent for Fox News Radio, joins us now here on 97.1. Griff, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. You travel an awful lot. When you turn in your expense report to Fox, do they ever ask you questions like, hey, what's this all about?
You know, honest to God, Ryan, and by the way, it's awesome to speak to you, filling in for the great Mark Cox. You, like, do you have a camera in my office? I'm literally in a mountain of expenses, and it is I'm doing expenses from the border 2 weeks ago because I'm going back to the border this weekend, and there's something about my Ukrainian expenses that's holding up me being able to submit my border expenses. It's like
traveling.
Listen, I need a PhD here to do the expenses at Fox News. Don't let anybody know about that.
Well, you do travel and you do get to see a lot of different people. You know, it makes me wonder too, with all the different problems we have in the country right now, a lot of them every individual American is facing, and you get to talk to these different people in the different places you go. I'm guessing you probably see common themes, and I'm guessing for the most part, people are all the same. They're just frustrated no matter where you go.
They are. You know, I was covering gas prices, Ryan, this morning. And I'm just a kid from Memphis, went to Ole Miss, and somehow, after working for years in radio, my first true love, starting the Ollie North radio show in the mid-90s and then starting the Tony Snow radio show before I became a reporter. And, you know, I've always been fascinated in the 27 years I've lived in Washington, just how out of touch this city is and the people who run it are. And getting out, not only across the country, but also in the world, you get a real wake-up call, a real sobering assessment for context for what's really happening. And, you know, the fact that this administration and President Biden still, like as of recently as today, is pushing this Putin's price hike, blame Russia for these gas prices that are killing us, it stuns me that they think the country is dumb enough to believe it. Now, I will give them the benefit of the doubt. Every administration and every president I've covered, going back to Bill Clinton in 1993 when I first got here, every administration tries a trial balloon. Hey, maybe we can get away with this. Let's tell the teacher the dog ate our homework. And then the people don't buy it, and so away it goes. This one is irrefutable. Inflation, 1.4% on Inauguration Day. Now it's 8.6%, but it was 7.9% when Russia invaded on February 24th. Gas prices, the same thing. And yet, what is the administration essentially saying we're going to do? We're just going to make that hard transition, as tough as it is, guys, to green energy. And I think there is a consensus that a large percentage of the country wants to make that transition, but that doesn't happen overnight. There's 276 million cars in the U.S. right now, and there's only 2.3 million electric vehicles, most of those Teslas. That's less than 1%, 0.83%. And so when they say, listen, we're just going to have to go to electric cars, that's the only solution. And by the way, the gas companies should just crank out more even though they're at capacity. What about the other 99% of us who are feeling the pain? This is a administration, dangerously, Ryan, I'll predict to you today, that is getting close to being insulated and out of touch, and they're barely 2 years almost into it.
Well, and, you know, they tell them it's the pocketbook issues, the ones that really hit home. When my wife goes grocery shopping, for example, and groceries, when you'd fill a cart for a family of four, could easily go $150. Now it's $180, $190 every time she goes. And that's not even picking up everything you would normally pick up. Things like that are so frustrating when you know that the way inflation continues to stay high, that it's not coming down anytime soon. And it's tough because you look at the summer and you're like, well, I guess we're not traveling this year. I guess we're not going to do the things we wanted to do because we just can't afford it. We're going to have to make up some of the other high prices with gas and just cost of living. So it's something that I'm looking at too. And I understand you're going to be traveling back to the border. This is something that we talked about for years and years and years, was border security and what we're doing with illegal immigration into this country. But at this point, it's such on the back burner, I don't even think people are considering the problems we're having at the border anymore. And I understand, I know you're still monitoring it, but it feels like it's so down the list, it's amazing how many things are on that list anymore.
It's an interesting point you raise, actually, to think about it. And, you know, to go back to your wife's situation and the old adage in politics, if you grab them by their pocketbooks, their hearts and minds will follow. James Carville was right in the Clinton administration. It is the economy, stupid. And you're exactly right. People will not forget in November, just a mere less than 5 months away, when they go to the ballot box, if they had to cancel that trip to the beach or to Europe or somewhere you were looking forward to, and now you sat down at your kitchen table and made the tough decision at the disappointment of your children, whose tears you did not enjoy when you had to make that tough call. That is the stuff that drives it. And because we have such a crisis at the border, this problem of inflation is much larger, and it's not getting better. There is no economist now, not even Janet Yellen, who forever said it was transitory, and now, of course, she's saying, well, it's here to stay. the people are gearing up. Not only are they canceling summer trips, but they're preparing how they're going to ride out the rest of the year. The hard fact is so much of that COVID money hasn't yet been spent, hasn't gone out. And the economists will tell you until it's run its course, there's no sign that inflation's coming down, even with this 0.75 point increase at the Fed. And so, you know, I think really, if you're on a border, if you're along the border, if you're a Democrat running for office, for reelection, anywhere along the border or impacted in the direct flow, you're certainly still attuned to it because it's never been like this. It's so unprecedented. But yet at the same time, I think you're right that people really aren't paying attention, even though the problem of the fentanyl and the drugs going to middle America and elsewhere is certainly a direct impact. People aren't thinking about that because they can't get past their other problem. However, I will submit to you that we will certainly have an issue when it comes to the debates among the candidates. Once the border issue comes up, will be a place for the politicians, Republicans particularly, to score a lot of points because this administration's basically just said, yeah, it's out of control. It's never been like this. It's a national security risk, but we're working on it. Move on. And that's not going to sit well.
Griff Jenkins is a Washington-based correspondent with Fox News. And I know that it's tough to guess where the next big news story is going to be. And I just want your gut feeling on this. With the Supreme Court getting ready to release, and it could be either today, it could be tomorrow, it could be next week, but still, that one Dobbs case that will really look at how abortion will go down to the states. Let's say that early draft indicates that's what's going to happen. They are anticipating riots in major cities because of this. What does your gut feeling say? Do you think you're going to be covering Supreme Court justice riots based on that decision?
Well, we don't know. Just like you said, it's just a guess. But I will, unfortunately, take the extremists on either side of the political spectrum at their word when they say they're going to do something, because we have seen, tragically, that they do carry things out. And the focus right now is this group, Jane's Revenge, who has been firebombing Christian pregnancy counseling centers and religious entities all across the country, has called for this night of rage and rioting. I actually live in Washington, in Georgetown, a block away. A Supreme Court justice lives there. And I see the marshals, U.S. Marshals Protect Them, marshals parked out there 24/7. They're taking it seriously. And I think we're going to be covering something because they've said they're going to riot. Now, I do think it would not be unprecedented for the Supreme Court to punt, even though we're at the end of the term here and they're about to go on their, you know, vacation until October is what I call it. But I, unless they, I mean, if we do get this ruling here today, tomorrow, and I'm on Supreme Court watch for what they call level two, meaning if we get this ruling, I'm going to hop in the studio and anchor the affiliates on Fox's coverage of it, at least the announcement and the immediate aftermath of it. I think it's going to be a big story. I do indeed. I think, let me just say this, to wrap it all up, because we've hit the border, we've hit inflation, and of course the anxiety of what happens after the Supreme Court. I think the only solution to save the country at this point is for President Biden to address the nation and announce a new initiative called Bacon Sunday. It is the only thing that can save us at this point, because it is the only thing that all of us can unite behind and agree is a fantastic thing.
I'm going to have to ask my wife again, but it's like, I don't know, $6 a pound right now. It's something crazy. So once in a while we cheat and do turkey bacon, but Bacon Sunday, I will say, never disappoints. And I would 100% endorse that for anyone here listening. Griff Jenkins, Washington based correspondent, Fox News. Thank you so much for joining us here. Really appreciate
it. Hey, Ryan, you're doing a great job and great to talk to you.
Thank you. Wow, him doing his research on my Twitter feed. So every Sunday, I cook up a pound of bacon for my family, and I post a picture of it, and I say, Bacon Sunday. And it's kind of a nice little tradition on Sundays. The family gets to enjoy that early Sunday morning bacon smell. I enjoy cooking it up. It's nice and relaxing to do that. And I would endorse that for everyone. Maybe that's the next stimulus. They Uncle Sam will just buy everyone a couple pounds of bacon, the good stuff, too. I'm Ryan Recker, listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Follow Mark on Twitter at MarkCox971.
You know, yesterday, I met the Blues mascot. That was kind of cool.
Louie.
Yeah. Took a picture with my son, and it was an event that they had at one of the St. Louis public libraries. So that was kind of a fun thing to do.
Louie's fantastic.
Yeah, he was great. He had a good time with the kids. So I got that going for me. That was a nice high point. My son plays baseball. He's 7 years old. And yesterday, he got to be the leadoff hitter. So he was first one up. He did pretty good for himself. So he was at bat four times during the game, got on base three of the times. The fourth time, he fouled out. So he didn't make it on the fourth time. But, you know, three out of four is pretty awesome.
That is good.
That is a 750 average.
Yeah.
I know. Put him in the Hall of Fame now. I understand. and he played some first base and third base. They kind of switch up where they play in the field. Left field is where he normally plays. So I'm pretty proud of that, but it was a late night game, so I missed it. He's got another game later that I'm going to be able to check out, so I'm looking forward to doing that tonight. What a fun Thursday. Goes by quick. I still got this cold I can't get rid of, and it's not COVID. So many people have told me that they have this cold that is just lingering, and every day they think it's going to end, and it never ends. And for the last couple of months, this thing's been going around all across the U.S. I don't exactly know what it's called. Whatever it is, I hate it, so I'm hoping that maybe by tomorrow it'll get a little bit better. I didn't realize my body could produce that much snot, honestly. That's when you get the
We're well aware.
Yes. Scott and I are more aware than the listeners are because we have it. We have you in our speaker.
Audition there. You listen to me during the breaks.
We can hear you.
Yes.
It's and what does it sound like on your side?
It sounds like a river of mucus.
River of mucus. That's really good. Isn't that a Billy Joel album or something like that?
That's River of Dreams.
Oh, River of Mucus, River of Dreams. Same thing, right? No. Okay. We only got a couple
wow,
more minutes,
you know,
here. It's the last segment.
Now I have to do it.
No.
What's that? You're going to find
Don't
the
do it.
Music?
Don't. Oh, you're the song. I thought you were going to play.
I was going to play him snotting. No.
Do you have audio proof of me being snotty?
No.
In the background?
No, because
we're going to do a montage tomorrow.
Yeah, that's how we're going to thank you for filling in for Mark for a week. We're just gonna, here is Ryan snotting.
Greatest blowing of the noses.
But seriously, those colds that linger like that are so annoying. Just wake up every day and it's still there.
Do you want me to cough to this song? Kind of like Weird Al style, but no lyrics, just coughing. Would that be all right?
Like the Jingle Cats?
The Jingle Cats.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man. Yeah, River of Dreams. I wish that we could look at all of the problems and just start checking some of them off the list, but it seems like every time we add something to the list, there's something else added and something else added. We're not getting anything checked off the list. We just got so many problems right now. Yeah, it's just it's almost like my cold. It just never goes away. We just got all these problems going on. It just never goes away. Let's play a couple more clips, mostly because I had so many things I wanted to play here. I'm going to fully encourage, if anyone has the opportunity to watch that Neil Cavuto interview with the Biden administration representative, it was on Fox News yesterday. It was really good. It was about 20 minutes long. I want to go back to this tax holiday because really it's a drop in the bucket. So many people are getting just killed at the gas pump right now. They don't know what they're doing. The Biden administration hasn't done much to help alleviate it. They've now recommended that we suspend for 3 months the gas tax and give a holiday to that. But ultimately speaking, if you do the math, you're probably going to save about $33 over 3 months. That doesn't go that far in today's world. Let's play clip number 12 from Neil Cavuto real quick.
I don't think that's a particularly good idea. Now, you have a lot of governors who've done it, a lot of Republican governors who've done it. The problem is if you do it at the national level, there's nothing that says that the companies need to pass the savings on. They could just keep that extra profit for themselves.
I guess that's always a concern and a worry. It was Nancy Pelosi's worry. Are you confident that this will get passed along to consumers?
You know, we really are. I mean, I think one of the things that we saw at the state level, and I agree with Jason, state not equal to federal, but let's just talk about the state for a second. We really saw pretty much full pass-through. And I don't think there's a great reason why we wouldn't see some degree of that at the federal level. Now,
let me pull out my magic ball here for a moment, and I'm just going to look into it. And the crystal ball says here in about 2.5 weeks or so, when gas prices are still high, instead of President Biden blaming the oil companies, oh, he'll still do that. He's going to say, well, they decided not to pass through your savings. That's why gas is so high. I think they're purposely trying to set up another excuse when in reality we know gas prices are high because of their administration's policies. I'm Ryan Recker. Enjoy the rest of your day on 97.1.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.